Assalamu alaikum, my dear listeners. Welcome to Thursday's Bedtime Reading. I pray that you're all well. If you'll remember, last week we read chapter 18, which was titled The Boycott. That was a very sad chapter. That's where we learned how the Prophet ﷺ and the clans of Banu Hashim and Banu al-Muttalib, whether the people from those tribes were Muslims or not, anybody that helped the Prophet ﷺ and the propagation of Islam were boycotted, and they were left to be stranded in the valleys for 3 years without any sale, no purchase being allowed, no trade being allowed. This is how the Prophet ﷺ had to spend 3 years of his life with his wife Khadija and her by his side. Inshallah, this week we will read chapter 19 and also chapter 20. So inshallah, chapter 19 is entitled By His Side. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Five men marched towards the Kaaba, entering the sacred precincts from different directions. Their names were Abu al-Bukhtari, Zuhair, Hisham, Zam'a, and Al-Mut'im. It had been 3 long years since Banu Hashim and Banu al-Muttalib were driven out of their homes to camp in the valley. Abu Jahl and his henchmen had just left Darul Nadwa and were standing in the sanctuary, so the five men stood away from each other to avoid suspicion. After going around the Kaaba 7 times, Zuhair began calling out at the top of his voice. "Woe to us," he exclaimed, "woe to us, that we indulge in the comforts of life while we starve our own kith and kin. Destroy the oppressive pact," called out Al-Mut'im. "End the boycott." "Never," replied Abu Jahl. "This pact was agreed and finalized, and there is no turning back." "But you agreed upon it without our consent," Abu Bukhtari cried. "We never agreed to it." "You lie," Hisham protested. "Liar, liar," chanted Zam'a, the fifth man. People began to chant with him, and Abu Jahl realized that he had little support left. A scuffle broke out that was about to turn ugly when the men noticed that there, sitting in a corner of the sanctuary, was Abu Talib himself. Abu Talib got up and raised his hand to calm the crowd. The old man, with his kind eyes and white, wispy beard, was looking worn out and shabby. The boycott had taken its toll upon him. "Go and look at the parchment," Abu Talib said. "Muhammad tells me that every unjust word in that pact has already been destroyed. Only the name of God remains. If you find his claim to be untrue, then I shall be ready to give Muhammad up to you. But if he has spoken the truth, then let the boycott end." Al-Mut'im and a band of men rushed inside the Kaaba to look at the parchment upon which the pact was written. They could not believe their eyes. Ants had eaten away at every word except the words at its beginning. "Bismika Allahumma," which means, "In your name, O Allah." And so, after 3 long years, the families in Shib, Banu Hashim, returned to their homes, thankful that the years of horrendous hardship and hunger had at last come to an end. So shall we move on to chapter 20, which is entitled The Return. "O my uncle, just say La ilaha illallah," Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleaded tenderly. "Say, there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and I will be able to intercede for you in front of Allah." The air was tense, and everyone expected the worst. Abu Talib was lying in bed, sickly and feeble with old age. Anticipating his last breath, he fixed his gaze upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loved him so much, and had proven his love to him in so many ways. The Prophet ﷺ continued to gently plead with his uncle. A man sought permission to enter the room. it was given. The well-dressed man entered the room and for a moment stared at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was busy attending to his uncle. It was Abu Jahl, and he had come to pay his final respects to Abu Talib. "O Abu Talib," Abu Jahl whispered, standing on the other side of the old man's bed. Abu Jahl knew full well that Abu Talib may in his last moments embrace Islam. Seeing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleading with the old man, he said, "Would you abandon the religion of Abdul Muttalib?" Abu Talib's soul began to slip away. Hearing the name of his father, Abu Talib uttered his final words, "Upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib," he whispered. With the death of Abu Talib, the Prophet ﷺ lost the protection of the most faithful clansman he had, the man who raised him, loved him, and had been loyal to him for all those years was now gone. But an even greater blow was yet to come. 3 months after the death of Abu Talib, Khadija radiyallahu anha was bedridden, her body frail with sickness. When the time came for her to breathe her last, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart ached with sorrow. Little Fatima radiyallahu anha and her sisters were grief-stricken at the death of their mother. For 25 years she had shared with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the trials as well as the joys of life. She had given birth to his beloved children and been his source of comfort and strength. "To Allah we belong and to Him we return. The world was too lonely a place to contemplate without Khadija radiyallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam longed to be with her again. Stepping down into her grave, he lovingly lay her shrouded body gently into its resting place and prayed for her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions noticed how much her death had filled him with sadness. So aggrieved was he at the loss of the two most beloved people to his heart that he called that year the year of sorrow. So many memories of his years with Khadija radiyallahu anha filled his mind. He spoke of her to his companions, telling them about her status in Allah's eyes and all that she had done for him. The best woman of her era was Maryam bint Imran, and the best woman of her era is Khadija bint Khuwaylid," he said. "For Khadija radiyallahu anha, there will be no more hunger or pain. There will be no more distress nor heartache where she was now, for she was being welcomed into the heavens by the angels of Allah." A small poem here. "O you peaceful soul, return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing, and enter among my righteous servants, and enter my paradise." Subhanallah, what a touching couple of chapters there. What heart-wrenching emotions the Prophet and his young family would have had to face, not only through the loss of his greatest ally, his greatest person who could the Prophet could rely on, but also to lose his wife, the woman who showed so much courage and so much strength and supported the Prophet through all the hardships. She was also gone from this world. She had gone to a better place. So inshallah, last week we will finalize this book and read the last chapter. I really cannot wait. It's been such an emotional journey finding out about the life of Khadija radiyallahu anha and the amazing role she played in the infancy of Islam and how much she helped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how much of a rock she was. Inshallah. Before we finish, I would just like to remind all my wonderful listeners about the few etiquettes that we should try to do on a night, and also with it being the night of Friday, Shabbat Jummah. to remind ourselves of a few acts of worship, a few sunnah acts that we can do on the day of Jummah as well, inshallah. So always, as always, don't forget to read the bedtime dua before going to sleep, which is Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Also, always try to read the kalima before we go to sleep. And this week, inshallah, as it's the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan is coming very close, inshallah, this week I'll read a hadith about the virtues of Ramadan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day said, when Ramadan had drawn near, "Ramadan, the month of blessing, has come to you, wherein Allah turns towards you and sends down to you His special mercy, forgives faults, accepts prayers, looks at your competitions for the greatest good, and boasts to His malaika about you, angels about you. So show to Allah your righteousness from yourselves, for verily the most pitiable and unfortunate one is the one who is deprived of Allah's mercy in this month." And this hadith is reported by Tabrani. And like I said a few moments ago, with it being the night of Friday, inshallah, try to engage in doing as much dhikr of the durood and sending it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waking up early, having a nice bath, wearing your best clothes, inshallah. And if you can get to the masjid for Jumu'ah Salah, try to get to the masjid early as well, so we can listen to the talk that takes place, and also the khutbah, inshallah. So until next week, assalamu alaikum.